"That'll teach 'em," said Tom, for Bifer and Bomber had given a lot of trouble and fought like mad, as dwarves will when cornered. Thorin came last, and he was not caught unawares. He came expecting mischief, and didn't need to see his friend's legs sticking out of sacks to tell him that things were not all well. He stood outside in the shadows some way off and said,
"What's all this trouble? Who's been knocking my people about?"
"It's trolls," said Bilbo from behind a tree. They'd forgotten all about him.
"They're hiding in the bushes with sacks," said he.
"Oh, are they?"
said Thorin, and he jumped forward to the fire before they could leap on him. He caught up a big branch all on fire at one end, and Bert got that end in his eye before he could step aside. That put him out of the battle for a bit. Bilbo did his best. He caught hold of Tom's leg, as well as he could. It was thick as a young tree trunk. But he was sent spinning up into the top of some bushes when Tom kicked the sparks up in Thorin's face. Tom got the branch in his teeth for that, and lost one of the front ones. It made him howl, I can tell you. But just at that moment, William came up behind and popped a sack right over Thorin's head and down to his toes. And so the fight ended. A nice pickle they were all in now, all neatly tied up in sacks, with three angry trolls, and two with burns and bashes to remember, sitting by them, arguing whether they should roast them slowly, or mince them fine and boil them, or just sit on them one by one and squash them into jelly. And Bilbo up in a bush with his clothes and his skin torn, not daring to move for fear they should hear him. It was just then that Gandalf came back, but no one saw him. The trolls had just decided to roast the dwarves now and eat them later. That was Bert's idea, and after a lot of argument, they'd all agreed to it.
"No good roasting 'em now, it'd take all night," said a voice. Bert thought it was William's.
"Don't start the argument all over again, Bill," he said, "or it'll take all night."
"Who's arguing?" said William, who thought it was Bert that had spoken.
"You are,"
said Bert.
"You're a liar,"
said William, and so the argument began all over again. In the end, they decided to mince them fine and boil them. So they got a black pot, and they took out their knives.